Hey, what's up, fam? My name is Ricardo Butler, a.k.a. Reason Disciple. This is Ricardo Equips Artistic Leaders Podcast. My goal with this podcast is to equip God's hip-hop leaders or hip-hop artists to be fivefold leaders, to impact and influence the hip-hop ministry, industry, and culture. And today's podcast is brought to you by the relaunch of... y'all thought I was going to talk about the book. No, it's brought to you by the relaunch of Mic Assembly Network. MIC stands for Ministries in Christ, Musicians in Christ, Ministers in Christ. This is a relaunch coming soon, the rebirth and relaunch Mic Assembly Network, which is a Kingdom Online network of ministries and businesses. Official online launch date, June 4th, 2013. Old ministry that I founded back in 2010 called Mic Assembly Hip Hop Church of Orlando, but is now, which became also Mic Assembly Equipping Ministries, and then it became, when we went full music ministry instead of just an international ministry, we went to Mic Assembly Davidical Arts Network. But then I stepped out of that ministry and I started Ricardo Quits Artistic Leaders. My team members from the previous Mic Assembly network was like, hey, look, you know, we want the network back. We want to get together. We want to unify and we want to do something big together. And they inspired me. And the Lord was like, you know, finally just led me to go ahead and relaunch and rebirth and restart Mic Assembly Network. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is about. Anyway, what I want to talk to you today is about talent versus anointing. You know, there's always been, well, there's not much always been. It's just those who can see the difference can know the difference that there is also that anointing talent can only bring you so far. Skills, abilities can only bring you so far. But when it comes to anointing in spiritual gifts and spiritual fruit and all the spiritual side of it, you know what I'm saying? Talent versus anointing is just the difference between the flesh versus the spirit. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? What kind of leader is God looking for in the hip-hop ministry and industry and the music business and in the hip-hop culture? He's not looking for quote-unquote holy hip-hop artists. I can tell you that for a fact. Talent is never enough. If you've ever read that book by one of the leaders that I follow in the leadership industry, is John C. Maxwell, former pastor of a church, now author, and he has his own, actually he's founded, I believe, three companies. Enjoy, he's founded Equip, which is a leadership ministry. And then he founded the John Maxwell Team. I think it's something else I just can't think of what else it is. But I know the John Maxwell Team is what he's currently working on right now. And he's certifying leaders and teaching and you know, leaving a legacy behind. That was the whole purpose of that, you know, is to, you know, he wanted to get more personal with his training with his leaders and coaching them and teaching them how to speak, stuff like that. He wrote a book called Talent Is Never Enough. You know, very good book. You know what I'm saying? So, but in reality, talent is really never enough. The flesh just, it doesn't always work, you know? Fleshly tactics, marketing, and all that nonsense, it doesn't work all the time. You know what I'm saying? It only gets you so far. Talent is never enough, and most of the time, it just gets in the way of God's spirit anyway. What's even worse is that we call it, quote-unquote, the anointing. You know, that we call it the anointing. Talent is not the anointing. Talent is given at birth. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was given at the second birth, the rebirth. There is a difference between natural born talent, skills, and abilities versus spiritual gifts, calling, the fruits of the Spirit, anointing of the Spirit, wisdom of God, you know, love of God, all of the great stuff, you know. There's a difference between that. And that's what we want to talk about in today's podcast. We want to talk about the differences between that's what we want to talk about. And I lost my thought. Anyway, that's what I want to talk about today. If you read 1 Samuel 16, 8 through 13, it talks about how God used Samuel to anoint shepherd boy David. We all know the story. Jesse brought out all seven of his sons, and Samuel was like, nope, 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 and nope. He hold up, fam. I don't usually miss things like this. My words don't fall to the ground. Now the Lord sent me here to find Israel's new king. You have got to have more sons than this, basically what it says. You know, Jesse was like, well, we've got a little runt back out there. He doesn't play with us on the basketball court. You know, let's just think this is in 2013. He's too short. So we got him doing the water boy stuff and all the other odd jobs, like watching, you know, the sheep or whatever. You know, Samuel was told him to bring him out. You know, told Jesse, look, bring him out so that we can have a look at the boy. David comes out with his red-looking face, healthy, fit, and he, you know, probably had his, you know, sling and his harp on him. God was like, that's the one. Put my power and anointing on him. Samuel took the horn out of oil out, symbolically anointing him publicly before his dad and his brothers. And then the Spirit of God came upon him. The scripture says, then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. Now, there is a hidden but powerful truth obscured by our English word in this verse. You have to have a Hebrew dictionary or a Strong's Concordance to see it. I'm the type of person who checks the meaning of the names and every word for hidden truth. These are those pearls, Matthew 7:6, and hidden treasures that are hidden in the field, Matthew 13:44-46. You have to dig for them. They're not on the surface. Some people just read the book. The Word of God like a book and think God's just going to supernaturally give it to him. No, you have to study. You have to dig. You have to dig. You have to look for these things. You have to, 1 Timothy 2:15, study and search the scriptures daily. Acts 17:11 for them. The scripture says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but every word, truth, hidden pearl that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Proverbs 25:2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal, hide a thing, hide truths. Hide pearls, but the honor of the kings, his children are kings and priests, lords, judges, saviors, is to search it out. Search, study the scriptures daily out the matter. Search out the matter. And 1 Corinthians 2:7-10 says this, and we speak the wisdom of God. We, the body of Christ, the church, speak the wisdom of God in the mystery. We speak it in secrets, in codes, hidden, you know, Da Vinci codes or whatever you want to call it, in similes and metaphors. Even the hidden wisdom, pearls of truth, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, hid them for us, not from us. Hidden unto our glory. Remember, honor of the king is to search out the truth, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye is not seen, nor heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man, the world of carnal-minded non-believers and false Christians, the things, the hidden wisdom, the holy pearls and holy truths, which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them. Revealed what? Revealed the things that have not been seen, the things that have not been heard. You know, a lot of people quote that scripture says, God has, you know, the eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard. No, but God has revealed what the eye hasn't seen, what the ear hasn't heard, which has not entered in the heart of man. He has revealed those things to us. A lot of people think God, you know, Christianity and some things are a secret and they will never know them. You know, God, no. Bible says God has revealed them. The hidden truths, every word, the holy pearls, the hidden wisdom, and it concealed things unto us by his what? Spirit, the anointing. That is what teaches you and brings you on all truths. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things, the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:7-10. God had not hid them from us, but for us to find. But giving us his Spirit and his anointing, he made it easier for us to find out about him and his ways. What did the scripture says? Daniel 12:10 says, none of the wicked shall understand. Had the princes of the world, that's the wicked. Had the princes of the world knew, they'd understand. Now, wouldn't they? But it hadn't entered in their eyes and into their ears and into their heart. But none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise, those who have been revealed to by the Spirit, shall understand it. Sorry to drag that out. I got caught up in the wind of the Spirit. You never know which way God's going to take you. John 3:8 and Acts 2:2. The hidden word is came. In the verse above, the hidden word is came. It says, and the Lord came upon David. That's a hidden word. Came. Ta-da. Some of you are like, what? Just hear me out for a minute. The word came in the Hebrew in this verse means this, to push forward. In various senses, literal or figurative, transitive or intransitive, means to break out, to come mightily, go over, be good, be meet, be profitable, prosper, cause to prosper. This is what the word came mean, my goodness. Effect prosperously. Make to prosper. Send prosperity. Prosperous. Make prosperous prosperity. So let's see how that would sound. And the Spirit of the Lord God came. The Spirit of the Lord prospered upon David from that day forward. And the Spirit of the Lord make prosperous David from that day forward. It send prosperity upon David from that day forward. It became mightily upon David then from that day forward. It pushed forward on David from that day forward. It caused him to become prosperous upon David from that day forward. That's what it means. Wow. Let's read it back in that verse. And the Samuel took the horn. That's the power of the oil. That's the anointing. And the anointed. And anointed, rub with oil to anoint, consecrate, to paint him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came, push forward, break out, come mightily over, be meet, profitable, prosper, cause to prosper, effect prosperly, make to prosper, send prosperity, prosperous, make prosperous, prosperly upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. Where else have we heard this being anointed with God's Spirit or power to prosper? Deuteronomy 8:18. But you shall remember, keep in remembrance, put in remembrance, think on with the mind of Christ, the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee the power, the figure, force, capacity, means, produce, ability, able, force, fruits, might, power, powerful strength, anointing to get wealth, Hebrew, means of other resources, wealth, goods, riches, substance, that he may establish his, the new covenant, which he swore unto his father Abraham and his seed, which is Christ in the church. Not to mention Isaac and Jacob, because all the kingdom will sit in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as it is this day. Deuteronomy 8:18. And God also said this, Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, that's Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which lead thee by the way that you shouldest go. Teach means properly to go at, to teach. To expert, to instruct, learn, skillful, teach, teacher, teaching thee to profit. That word profits means to be valuable, to be useful, to benefit, to be a benefit to others, to do good, to profit, to have profit, to be profitable, which leads thee in the way, because Christ is what? The way that you should go. This was what the anointing was given for. To make you supernaturally better than you naturally are. You know what I'm saying? That's why talent is never enough. Saul was talented, gifted, was handsome. Like all the other big name Christian artists or big name people out there with talent and skills in the world. But these folks are not anointed. The Father God chooses out, elects, ordains, appoints special kinds of people to be anointed. You know what I'm saying? Before I get into that, there was a post that came to me the other day in my inbox on Facebook. I really hate this. I really hate this. I hate it when artists just come up to me like, hey, look, check out my music. You know how much I hate that? I hate that. Only time I don't hate that is if I know you. You know what I'm saying? See, if you know who the artist, SOCOM, Soldiers on a Christ, Soldier, what is it? Soldier on a Mission for Christ or something like that. So what is it? S-O... Yeah, Soldier on Christ on a Mission. I'm sorry. To me and SOCOM, we know the history of what his name means. SOCOM is actually a military command network of units. You get what I'm saying? SOCOM actually stands for something else. I forget what it actually stands for. let me see what it... a lot of people know it for some kind of video game. You know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of it stands for, something like Special Operations Command. That's what it actually stands for us in the military. Special Operations COM Command. That's what SOCOM means. And he took the name and used it as his AKA for his hip hop name in Christ. SOCOM, you know what I'm saying? Soldier of Christ on a Mission. You know what I'm saying? And he came to me and he dropped the video on my page. And I was like, oh, nice. He was like, yo, what's up, fam? How you doing? You know, because me and SOCOM, we met back in 2007 on the Seed of Faith tour. So we got a little history. We are related. spiritually and military-wise. You get what I'm saying? We're related, you know? We have something in common. And he dropped that on. I was like, all right, thanks, fam. Watch the video, and I sent it out. See, nothing wrong with that because I know him. What I hate is when artists who don't know me don't at least introduce themselves before, you know what I'm saying? Don't just, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I posted on my Facebook page. I said this. I said, do you know what bothers me greatly, capital greatly? Artists of God who are takers, subtractors, and not givers or adders. I can't stand when they bombard me with their music without a proper introduction of who they are. Can I at least get a name? Or could you let me know how you can add, give value without sounding spammy? At least when everyone who knows me, I send out a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff is automated. So I just load it up into, you know, Hootsuite or something, or add this or Shareaholic, and it just goes out. You know what I'm saying? I can at least, you know, when I make these offers, I ask for prayer. I say thanks for the connection. I leave content that will help you. You get what I'm saying? I'm not taking anything from you. I'm adding things to you. But you coming to me with, please listen to my music and tell me what you think, is just not how God's covenant works. You know what I'm saying? Then you wonder why you don't get supported. It's spiritual prostitution. That's all you did. I don't even remember the guy's name. And even if I did remember the name, I'm not going to mention his name just because that's just, you know, not how I operate. You know what I'm saying? That was the equivalent of a girl standing on a corner and then she putting her legs out because she's trying to get a ride and doing the whole thumbs thing. That's what he did when he dropped me his music in my inbox, talking about some, please listen to my music, tell me what you think. Dude, I don't even know you. Build a relationship with me first. Become my friend. I want a friend. You know, this is a body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about your music. How are you and your family doing? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm concerned about. Don't promote stuff to me. Like, you know, I am not, you know, Dr. Dre. I can't help you unless you let me know how I can really help you. First and foremost, before we even get into the help situation, at least let me know who you are in Christ. Tell me your story. Share your testimony or something. You know what I'm saying? Stop it, guys. You are much more than that. Stop acting like the world and their commercial approach in your marketing. It doesn't work in the world, nor does it work in Christ. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. And that, you know, that just really bothers me. Anyway, the scripture says that in comparison to King David, you know what I'm saying? God calls the poor, the foolish, the weak, the base, the despised, and the nothing. You know what I'm saying? God said, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, talking about Saul. I refused him, for the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outer appearance, at talent, charisma, all that other stuff, you know, spiritual gifts even, you know. But the Lord looks on the heart, spiritual fruit, intents, motives. And the same is said unto Jesse, here all your children. And he said, there remains yet the youngest. That word youngest means the abbreviated to make shorter. You know, extremely small in size, tiny. God is looking for the tiny guy, the literally in quantity, size and number, figuratively in age or importance. The least, the less, the lesser, the little, one, small, smallest, small one, small quantity, small thing, younger, youngest. That's what the word youngest means. 1 Samuel 16:17-11. And since we're comparing these two, let's throw in one more comparison with David Goliath. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine fight with him, for you are but a youth. Hebrew, boy, age of infancy, adolescence, a servant, a babe, a boy, a child, a lad, a servant, a young man. And he is a man of war, a warrior from his youth. 1 Samuel 17:39. What comes to your mind when you read this? I know what comes to my mind when I read this. God has already given us a list of qualities of those who he wants to anoint with his power. They are called the poor, the foolish, the weak, the base, the despised, and the nothings or nobodies in this world. My brothers and sisters of Christ, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come into your assembly a rich man with gold rings and fancy clothes, and there come in also a poor man with not fancy clothes, and all of you have respect, show favoritism to him that wears the best clothing, and say to him, hey, sit you here in this good place, rich guy, and say to the poor Christian, stand you here and sit here under my footstool. Are all of you not then there partial and have favorites in yourself and have become judges of evil thoughts? Listen closely, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hath not God chosen the poor Christians of the world, rich in faith, poor in the physical things, rich in spiritual things, truths, wisdom, and pearls, because they got the real truth and the pearls. And they are heirs to the kingdom which he God had promised to them that love him, because that love them apart again. But ye, all of you Christians, have despised the poor Christian. Do not the rich men in the world, and even some rich Christians, oppress you and draw you before the secular courtrooms of judgment seats? James 2:1-6. Paul also says, for all of you see your calling, brothers and sisters of Christ, how that not many, there are some, but not many wise men. There are some wise men God calls. After that, after the flesh, after talent, not many mighty, but there are some mighty called. Not many noble, though there are some noble called into the body. You get what I'm saying? But God has chosen the foolish things. Many translations don't even use this word things, because we're not things, we're people. So God has chosen the foolish people to confound the wise people. God has chosen the weak people of this world to confound people who are mighty, and the base people of this world, and the people which are despised has God chosen. Yes, and people which are not or nobodies, to bring to nothing people that think they are somebody. That no flesh, talent is of the flesh, that talent is never enough, should glory in God's presence. 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. You are already seeing what's going on, right? It's not about your rap skills, your marketing techniques, your business savvy, your educational background, your talent, your good looks, and IQ, or even GQ for that matter. You know what I'm saying? That is Zechariah 4:6 says, that is the word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord, saying, not by human might, like talents or skills, nor by power, natural ability, but by my spirit anointing, spiritual might, power to get wealth, faith, love, hope, wisdom, truth, all that other good stuff that comes only from the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4:6. Don't do it the way the world does it to get it. Get it the way the Lord wants you to get it. By faith, hope, and love. That guy came to me dropping me his music. He didn't offer his music in faith, hope, or love. He offered it because he wanted to receive something. He was a taker. He was not giving me or adding me any value. I mean, I didn't even attempt to listen to his music. You know what I'm saying? Because I hate when Christians do that. It's prostitution. I felt degraded. I felt like he just threw pornography at me. Yeah, that's how I literally felt. I mean, I know that sounds kind of, you know, over in abundance, but that's how I felt. You know, these three things abide, faith, hope, love, and they remain when both the heavens and the earth, Mystery Babylon, are shaken. Are you poor, foolish, weak, base, despised, and a nothing or nobody in the music world? Great! You're in a good place. God is calling you to influence the hip-hop ministry, industry, and culture. This is the starting point for being chosen, elected, ordained, and appointed with the end-time Davidical anointing of Christ in the music ministry. It's the anointing of Christ that God gives to gather together creative artists that have been either rejected or moved away from the existing music system to equip them to be artistic leaders in the fivefold for the purpose of bringing the ark, the seven P's, we've talked about that a lot, praise, principles, pattern, people, power, provision, and presence of God, that's the ark of God, back to the restored Davidical tabernacle. By the way, the restored Davidical tabernacle is the body of Christ because we all carry the ark. You get what I'm saying? We have God's presence in us. Therefore, we become the tabernacle. We have it in these earthen tabernacles. Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We are the David's tabernacle. To impact the hip-hop cultures of music, marketplace, ministry, and media, imparting faith, hope, and love using our artistic anointing. No natural talent. Talent comes, has a place, but not before the anointing in the process. So putting it all together, what we want to do is move from poor, foolish, weak, base, despised, nothings and nobodies in the music world to being chosen, elected, ordained, and appointed with an end-time Davidical anointing. How do we do it? First, let's define these words in the New Testament Greek a bit. Poor means beggar, cringing pauper. This sounds like a lot of us. Don't say this doesn't sound like you, because we do this in the music industry, ministry. We beg. Pauper, strictly denoting absolute or public mendicancy, although it is used in a qualified or relative sense, literally figuratively the stress beggar, beggarly poor. How many Christian artists do you know running around talking about some, wait, what did he say again? Let me quote, unquote, up. Where is it? Goodness. Please listen to my music and tell me what you think. Sounds like begging to me. You know what I'm saying? That's begging. I call that begging. What did King David say? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to carry Christ, the Christ King, I'm not talking about King David, King David. I'm talking about the new covenant King David, which is Jesus Christ. If you're going to carry the Christ King David anointing, the Davidic anointing that was on Christ, which is far greater than the original David, because Jesus is now the new David. If you're going to carry Jesus Christ's anointing, you get what I'm saying? You got to be like Jesus and say what Jesus said. Look, I've been young, I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. You get what I'm saying? You have all you need in Christ. There should be no begging. No, please, let me get a donation. Hey, support my ministry. You don't never, ever hear me say that anywhere. Not saying I'm better than you. You get what I'm saying? I'm just giving you an example to show you that I am totally dependent upon Christ and his anointing. From out of me are these living waters. You know, if I need it, Jesus is right inside of me in my spirit. All I got to do is call on him and draw it right out. If I'm lacking in an area, I pray in the spirit to Jesus Christ and the Father, which both make their abode in me as he promised. And from out of that living water, out of the innermost parts of my belly, whatever I need comes out of me. It's look inwardly, guys. Stop looking outwardly. The music industry is in you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You get what I'm saying? Next one, foolish, means dull or stupid, as if shut up. Heedy, or heedless, my bad. Moral blockhead, apparently absurd, fool, foolish, foolishness. A lot of us are just plain foolish. I watch a lot of stuff going on in the hip-hop ministry, and we do some dumb things. I was there too. I did some dumb things, you know. That was, you know, but we cannot continue on in our dumbness, you know. We eventually got to ask for wisdom when God gives it liberally, you know. Weak, without strength, various applications, figuratively, morally, moral, more feeble, impotent, sick, without strength, weak, weakness, weakness, weaker, weak thing. And you guys are empowered by Jesus Christ and the Father dwelling on the inside of you, renewed your strength as an eagle. Now get up and walk. Base means properly without kin, of an unpleasant descent, ignoble, dishonorable, base, despicable, of low birth, of origins, humble, common, low quality, inferior, base things. Oh, that just sounds horrible, you know? But are you guys that way anymore? If you have the Holy Spirit on you, you are not, you were called base. You got the Holy Spirit. You were not inferior. You are kings, priests, lords, judges, and saviors. Stand up. Stand up. Despise, contemptible, my bad. Despise, least esteem, set at naught, nothing. You are not nothing anymore. You are something. You are someone. In someone, capital S. Capital O, you know what I'm saying? Nothing means lack, never, none, untaken, without, something that has no existence, something that has no quantitative value. Wow, ouch. Zero, one that has no substance or importance, non-entity, insignificant, worthless. No, that was you when God called you. That's how you felt about yourself. That's what people told you. You are no longer that anymore. Stop acting like it. Stop acting poor, foolish, weak, base, despised, and nothing. If you have the Holy Spirit on you now, stop acting like this. You are no longer poor, foolish, weak, base, despised, and nothing. You are chosen, elected, God ordained, and appointed. That's what you are now. What's the opposite of these words? You see, David, because David was all of these things in God, and he was given the exact thing to fulfill these lacking areas. That's what the anointing was giving for. It was part of the covenant. It is always part of the covenant, no matter if it was old covenant or new covenant, or with Adam or Noah or Abraham, etc. all covenants that God had with individuals or with groups of people, God took their weaknesses and added his strength. He took their poverty and added his riches. He took their sin and added his righteousness. The opposite of these six words is what came with the pouring out of God's anointing by his Spirit. It enabled, equipped, and empowered David inwardly within his heart to believe, faith, hope, and seek God's heart, love, rather than to look at these things and be hopeless. Why do you think all the people came to him at the cave of Adullam? We've talked about this so many times. David therefore departed thence, escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his fathers heard it, they went down there, and everyone that was what? They thought the same way about themselves. Distressed, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became their captain, Hebrew head, apostolic person of any rank or class, captain that had rule, chief, captain, general, governor, keeper, pastor, master, teacher, prince, principal, ruler, steward, leader. See, he was those things. Now he was all those things that I just mentioned. He was the head, the teacher, the principal, the ruler, the leader, the steward. But before, he was in distress, debt, and discontented. They thought he was still that because misery loves company. So they went down there and they didn't see the David that they thought they were going to go see. And he became that over them, and they were with him about 400 men. 1 Samuel 22, 1 through 2. He didn't have these things. David was the youngest, the poor, foolish, weak, base, despised, a nothing or nobody. But the anointing of the Spirit changed his mind and his heart and affected his perception and his belief of his own self. In his own mind and heart, he had all he needed in God, and God brought forth these things in the natural. The Spirit word always becomes flesh. When the Spirit came upon him, it came out of him like the living waters, and it became flesh. The opposite of poor, beggar, is rich. He became rich, wealthy. The opposite of the foolish is, though David was foolish in the beginning, he became what? Wise. The Bible says that I became wiser than all my teachers. David said that in one of his Psalms. The opposite of weak is mighty and strong. David became a warrior. I mean, if the warrior David, before his kingship, you know what I'm saying, fought Goliath, the Goliath wouldn't even had a chance. It wouldn't even been a fight. You get what I'm saying? But David, as a boy, with the Spirit in him as a boy, beat Goliath. Because God had already put the Spirit upon him. Remember, that Spirit came, caused him to prosper. You get what I'm saying? The opposite of base, ignoble. He became noble, like king-like, like you are. You guys are kings and priests under the Lord. The opposite of despised is esteemed. You are loved, you are recognized, and you are chosen. The opposite of nothing or nobody is something and somebody. You are somebody. You have a purpose now. When the Spirit and the anointing comes upon the poor, what does it do? He gets the power to get wealth and become profitable. He is blessed and prosperous. Remember, the word came? When the Spirit of the Lord came on David, it meant that the Spirit of God on him pushed him forward to break out, to come mightily, go over, be good, be meet, be profitable, prosper, cause to prosper, effect prosperously, make to prosper, send prosperity, prosperous, make prosperous, prosperously. Why do you think the words of God came from David's lips and said this? Psalms 37, 25 to 26. I mentioned this already. I have been young and I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He, the righteous seed, is ever always merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. You are blessed. You lends. Be a giver. You are the music industry. Don't try to get in the music industry. You are the music industry. Let people into the industry. If you've ever followed Ricardo Quips Artistic Leaders or Mike Assembly Network, people just come to me. I literally don't have anything. I just give out what I have. You get what I'm saying? And now people reference me like I'm somebody. You know what I'm saying? I just knew how to operate in the anointing. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as like Mike Assembly, now I have it on my page because they asked for it. You know what I'm saying? A certification page, ordination and impartation page. And it has a list of pictures of all the people I have ordained by the power of God. God commanded and said, look, I want these people to be da-da-da. I trained them, equipped them, imparted into them, spoke everything that I could to them, gave them all the tools they need. As God gave me, freely I receive, freely I give. And they are now walking. They're apostles, they're prophets, they're pastors, they're evangelists. I would say teachers, but I have not trained any teachers. So I don't have any teachers on that wall. Probably because I'm pretty, really picky about the teaching ministry. You know, so I opened the doors for them. Now on their websites, you go to their websites. What do they have on their website? I didn't ask them to do this. They've made little banners saying I was certified and ordained by Apostle Ricardo. I didn't ask them to do that. They asked me, look, hey, we want something to show that you brought us here. The Lord used you to bring us this far. You know what I'm saying? We are your spiritual children. Like David's mighty men were his spiritual children. He birthed them and he multiplied himself. He imparted into them and they were all mini Davids. They did greater works than David. You know what I'm saying? And my people that I brought up are doing greater works than I am now. You know what I'm saying? That's what because I didn't see myself as trying to get in a door. Christ showed me the door. He took me through the door spiritually. I became the door and I opened up the door for other people. That's what Moses did. He went in to offer freedom to people who were slaves. While he himself was still slave. And then he freed himself, freed his mind. God was like Morpheus to him. Moses became like Neo, freed himself, and he went and he became the door and opened the door for all Egypt, you know what I'm saying? For all these people that were in Egypt to come out of that. You get what I'm saying? He became the door. You guys need to, don't be the industry. Egypt is the industry. Don't try to go into Egypt. Try to bring people out of Egypt. You are the door. Listen, you are the door. David was a door. While they were coming out there to him, he became the door, and he built a separate kingdom outside of Saul's kingdom from nothing. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? That is how you do it. You become the door. You are the key. You have the keys to the kingdom. You have the keys. You have the master key to any door. There is no door, what does the scripture say? You close doors that no man can open, and you can open doors that no man can close. I mean, how hard is that, guys? Come on. When the spirit of anointing comes upon the foolish, what does he do? He gets wisdom and understanding on how to carry out his or her God-given function and purpose. Why do you think the words of God came from David's lips and said this? Psalms 101:11-10 says, I fear the Lord God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all they that do his commandments, his praises endures forever. When the spirit and anointing comes upon the weak, what does he do? He gets renewed strength. He takes on the world. He takes on the flesh. And he goes to war with the devil. He goes out there and he does to subdue it and overcome it as Adam failed to do. Originally for created. You are now, as you are part of Christ, the last Adam. That means you are what? The last Adam. Go out in there and do what the original Adam was supposed to do. Multiply, bless, subdue it, overcome, have dominion. That's your job. I don't know what else to say. Why do you think the words came from David's lips and said this? Out of the mouth of babes and suckling have you ordained strength because of thine enemies that you mightest still put the peace, the enemy, and the avenger. Psalms 82. When the spirit and the anointing comes upon the base and the lowly, what does it do? He stands up in confidence and boldly as an honorable man or woman of God. He is secure and humble. He doesn't have to flex his weight around and show off his muscle. The Apostle Paul said, and those members of the body which we think are to be less honorable, base, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have the more abundant comeliness. 1 Corinthians 12:23. When the spirit and anointing comes upon the despised, what happens? They are accepted in the beloved. They become part of God's family. They are part of the community of the body of believers. This is the baptism into the body by God's spirit. They become members of the church of the living God. Another thing is this. What do you think were the words of God that came from David's lips about those who were despised? David said, "For he, God, hath not despised nor abhorred the afflicted, the afflictions of the afflicted. Neither has God hid his face from him, you. But when he, the despised, cried unto God, God heard." Psalms 22:24. That's right. Prayers are heard and answered. When the Spirit and anointing comes upon the nothings and the nobodies, what happens? They become something. They become somebodies in the world because before the eyes of God. The Apostle Peter says this, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." 1 Peter 3:12. And who was Peter quoting? That's right. King David. King David said, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cries." Psalms 34:15. God gives special attention to nobodies. They become somebodies because God sees them. His eyes are upon them. So the question now becomes, what are you focusing on in your ministry, music ministry, and your music business? Are you focusing on your talents, your natural strengths, your marketing techniques? Or are you focusing on God's supernatural ability and power, which we call the anointing of the Spirit upon our lives, to meet all the needs that we are looking for in the music industry and among the holy hip-hop ministry? Remember this. If you try to chase two rabbits at the same time, both of them will get away. And he who gets one thing, the Son, gets everything. The Apostle Paul said, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. All right? That's all I got to say for you, to you guys, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, if you ever want to talk, you can reach me at my email, ricardoequips54@gmail.com. Also, please subscribe to my blog, www.ricardoequips.com. Please, if you have a question or anything you want to share, or your thoughts, or you curse me out, whatever, no, just leave me a comment on the blog. You know what I'm saying? Open the door, guys, for someone else. You guys are all what? Say it with me. You are Davidical anointed. You are chosen, elected, ordained, and appointed. You get what I'm saying? That's what I have. I pray that the Father bless you with this understanding, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, in Jesus' name, by the power, the anointing of the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you again for listening to Ricardo Quips, Artistic Leaders Podcast, equipping God's hip-hop artists to be five-fold leaders and to impact and influence the hip-hop ministry, industry, and culture. This, again, is brought to you by the coming of Mike Assembly Network Ministries in Christ, coming June 4th, 2013. All right, love you guys, talk to you later, and this is a big peace. It's the industry shake, dog, like a takedown. Move over, Jehovah, Russell Simmons, Pete, listen. Okay, arrest for the rest. I put God's flag in the sand.